हरिः ॐ सहनवतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मावृद्विषावहै ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः ॐ जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यप्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैतगदाधर शिवसरिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Chaitanopanayanam, Lalita Madhava, Act 7, Meeting in Nabavrindavan, page 37. Verse 26, Krishna, disturbed, my garland has quickly disintegrated. The unguents have dried up and fallen from my body like piles of dust. The kostuba, brilliant as the sunner, flickering with flames on my chest, simply gives my heart pain. Looking to the left, dear friend, how far is the Vrindavan forest? Madhumangal, the beauty gives joy like attractive blossoming champak flowers. There are conversations like a flocks of intoxicated cuckoos chirping. Many swans walk there. It abounds in the Krishna Sara deer. Krishna, bewildered with longing, O friend, where is she? Our friends are back. So they have no taste for the analytical topics of the Sundarvas. So. Madhumangal, showing with his finger, in front, your beloved manifests herself. Krishna in pain. O friend, I do not see her. Show me quickly. Where is my Radhika? Verse 27. Madhumangal, O Krishna, I am describing the forest. Krishna, sighing, he reflects, why do I search everywhere in misery on hearing the syllables of her name? Walking. The fragrant flowering jasmines decorated with buzzing bees, with which golden-limbed Radha decorated my limbs, have become arrows from Cupid's flower bow and caused me affliction. Walking. The fresh buds of all these trees which shine splendidly on the bank of the Jamuna, covered by creepers conquered the beauty of earrings when decorating Radha's ears. Madhumangal, astonished. Friend, though young, why does the spring not show signs of youth? Krishna, friend, you speak the truth. For the cuckoos and bees are silent. The mango buds, slightly opened, have become stunned. The ashok flowers, though half opened, have stopped blossoming. It seems that the queen of spring has fallen asleep on the bank of the Jamuna. Madhumangal, look. There is a bed made of lotus petals meant for a girl separated from her lover. Krishna, it seems that the goddess of spring was stunned by Radha's friends who are trying to maintain her life. Looks ahead with pain. This empty bed made of many lotuses moistened by the fine waves of the Jamuna, an ember to ignite my body, decisively wounds my vitals, clouds my mind and makes it falter. Madhumangal, please praise the bower house in front of us. Krishna, walking, raising his head, he looks with astonishment. This is an attractive deity of myself, dressing in forest clothing, coming closer. It is certain that this deity was made by the skillful work of Vishwakarma. Madhumangal, enjoy, hey. After a long time, I have attained my dear friend. Look, you are indeed a king, not like me, a Brahmin boy. Looking, dear friend, look, the deity has been worshipped by some devotee. Krishna, O friend, you have noticed correctly. The garland placed carelessly indicates that the woman had no control of her body. The sandalwood spread in different places indicates that she wept profusely. The crooked tilak indicates that her hand trembled. It shows the prema of this girl's service. Voice from behind the stage. Dear friend, let us go over there. Krishna, O friend, the girls who worship the deity are returning. take the deity and place it in the bower. I will stand on the altar wearing the deity's clothing and see the intensity of their steady love. They do this. Oh, boy. Radha. Radha enters with her friends, looking in front with hair standing on end. How astonishing! The deity has become so beautiful that it is as if I were seeing Krishna directly. Bakula, aside. Oh, Navavrinda, look at the beauty of the deity. Navavrinda, smiling. Oh, fool, the intense prema of Radha has infected you. Now you think the deity is Krishna himself. Krishna, with astonishment and bliss. How amazing! Who is this desire creeper of a woman? She attracts my heart with longing. I have today seen a girl with beautiful teeth, whose lotus-like face reveals her intense pain within, and whose black locks dance at the edge of her two eyes. Looking again in astonishment. Ah, ah, that must be my dear Radha. Checking tears, he considers. It must be that, after reflecting, Vishwakarma has constructed an imitation form of Radha in attractive Vrindavan to please me. Otherwise, how is it possible that Radha could be in my palace, inaccessible because of the arrangements in Dwarka? Radha, seeing Krishna's moon-like face. Ah, ah, I have become insane because of my intense longing. I think that the deity is Krishna, folding her hands with tears. Oh, deity, is your counterpart lotus-eyed Krishna well? Krishna, joyfully. Oh, magically created Radha, yes, Krishna is now well, since you, a perfect copy of she who went to the sun planet, are asking about his well-being. Radha, astonished. This is very good. Navavrindavan. Navavrinda, very good. The deity is made with such skill that it speaks in a most astonishing manner. Krishna. Oh, by the illusions of Vishwakarma, the imitation is able to fool me in such an astonishing manner, so that though this imitation Radha, I see the real Radha. Radha, with bliss and astonishment. The fragrance of this deity is like Govinda's attractive fragrance that has made my nose insane. The dark complexion of this deity is like the dark beauty that attracted my eyes. The voice of this deity is like his voice which made my ears unsteady. This deity has somehow attained Govinda's nature in a plaintive voice. O deity of Krishna, Radha begs with flattering words, become alive and give bliss to the eyes of this miserable person afflicted with pain. Krishna, how astonishing. O best of sculptures, by good fortune I have become complete. Shed streams of tears. Navavrinda, O Radha, with the edge of your cloth, wipe away the stream of tears from the lotus face of your beloved. Radha shyly does this. Navavrinda, to herself, how can this statue of Krishna send tears out of happiness of Radha's touch and then lean against the kadamba tree? Radha, ah, the deity has come to life. She faints. Loud noise off stage. Bakula, agitated. Navavrinda, why are all the peacocks crying loudly and running away in fear? Navavrinda, Rukmini has entered Vrindavan, thinking the sound of the ankle bells of her followers is a group of swans. The peacocks have fled. Therefore, you should take Satyabhama away immediately. Bakula, you have given good advice. Taking Radha, who has fainted in her arms, she exits. Madhumangal, emerging from a bower. How astonishing, O dear friend, you are truly a deity form. Krishna, looking in front. Ah, how did the form made by Vishwakarma disappear? Astonished. Navavrinda, can you make that most astonishing form return? Navavrinda, yes. Krishna, O friend, quickly bring it. Navavrinda. O Lord, I will flee from here like a Chakravaka bird flees from moonlight, since Chandravali is near. Chandravali enters with her entourage. Chandravali. O Madhavi, today the fire of lamentation for my sister Radha has not dissipated. Madhavi. O Queen, by nature you are affectionate. How could it disappear? Chandravali. O friend, my husband dreamed all night, saying, O Radha, O Radha. Madhavi, He must have entered Vrindavan to enjoy himself, since he was disturbed by seeing that dream. Chandravali, you speak the truth. Madhavi, look, O queen, there is your husband near a bower. Chandravali, looking sideways, O friends, since he's become joyful in this Vrindavan, I suspect that he has experienced something extraordinary here. Madhavi, looking, O queen, definitely he has met attractive Satyabhama. Chandravali, true, true. On his body is the celestial cloth given to Satyabhama. I will go and learn the truth. May my husband remain victorious. Krishna, concealing his feelings. O beloved, by good fortune today, Vrindavan has come here. Chandravali, looking at Krishna in amazement, she speaks privately to a friend. Waves of sweetness, astonishing to the universe, profusely manifest from Krishna when he wears his forest dress. Though seeing this sweet form, I cannot be satisfied at all, since I have been bitten by the snake of jealousy. Smiling. O Lord, by good fortune, you are trembling with great joy because of meeting a new lover. Krishna, laughing. O beloved, you should say ancient lover. Chandravali, in fear. Who is this old lover? Krishna, dear, do not fear. It is the creepers of Vrindavan and nothing else. Yeah, because the gopis are known as creepers. Like that, yeah. Madhavi, your husband speaks the truth. A desire creeper of Vrindavan gave him this garland. Krishna, O Madhavi, do not mark pure Chandravali with the blemish of a lie. The garland is manifest by the skill of Maru Mangala. Chandravali, with a smile having intention. O respected Maru Mangala, this red cloth is also due to your artistic skill. Krishna, to himself. Rukmini must have seen this cloth before. Yeah, because he doesn't know that she gave the cloth. You know, like that. Aloud. O queen, this was given to me by a forest deity. Madhavi. O Lord, with your permission, my wife will go home. Krishna. O queen, do not believe the false words of Madhavi. Chandravali. O Madhavi, I have understood a double meaning to his words. Footnote 33. The other meaning is, do not believe the false words of Madhava. Krishna to himself. How can she attack me with my own words? Chandravali. Krishna. She then becomes embarrassed. My dear husband. Krishna smiling in bliss. O beloved, my good fortune, I have drunk nectar from your lips. Why say, dear husband? That is like well water in comparison. Chandravali, dear husband, I am not so foolish that I should lament at your joking, since it gives you happiness. Krishna, O queen, I feel great pain when I guess the sun falls on your limbs, or sunlight falls on your limbs. Pacify me by going to the shade of a sandalwood tree. Madhavi, O Lord, the queen is tough. She can very well tolerate the heat. You have witnessed that at the Durga temple in Kundina, she took the flaming sacrificial pit to the pool of water. Krishna to himself. O Madhavi, it is very good that out of your great affection, you serve the queen as friend at the appropriate moment. Chandravali, dear husband, play freely with your intimate lover. I am going into the palace. She exits with her entourage. Krishna, O friend, I have really fallen into difficulty since the queen is angry today. Madhu Mangal, do not speak like this, since I do not see a speck of anger in her. Krishna, O friend, the well-bred girl's anger is deeply hidden. The moonlight of her sweet smile never left her moonlight face. The profuse sweetness of her words never lost its softness, but by her warm breathing revealed deep mental anguish hard to conceal. Her bodice over her high breast began to tremble slightly. This indicates her anger. Now I will try to please her. They exit.
These are different kinds of women.
Yes, yes.
High class than them.
Yes, so then Chandravali, you don't see. something like that. But he can tell us, oh, so you know, what was it? Dear husband, play free with your intimate lover. I'm going to the palace. You know, because she's never going to say that. So that means she's angry. Like that.
Imagine in the high society case, the wife does not call the husband by the name, right?
No. That's why it's used Prabhu or this or that or all these other things. It means even then you see in the modern society, they tend to use it with, you know, how you say, some kind of affectionate, you know, reference or like that. So that would come from that, because it makes it more personal, because the name is just the official position like that. Though you have in some families and that, they try to not worry about these things and use the name and all that. But then what they don't catch is that the children will call them by their name also, and that they may or may not appreciate. But that's what goes together. So if they don't deal like this, the children won't deal. You know, so it's... Yeah.
Also, we saw in Narthi Shastra, even the chief queen, the king always addressed her with that respectful Devi like that.
Yeah.
Other queens he may call like a little more intimate, but with the chief queen he has to always address
her. Yeah, so it's very formal and all that. So she's seeing all these things and all that. And the point is that she's, you know, she's saying, you know, what he's doing makes him happy, so that she's happy that he's happy. But it doesn't mean that she herself personally has to be happy. She's officially happy. You know, so it's going to be trouble. Because the point is even though it's so subtle and it's so refined, it doesn't mean that it's not as much trouble. You know, so that's the whole thing in the Vedic thing, is that sometimes there's the thought, because she's right wing. You know, there's this idea that the submissive wife just means she's always submissive under any situation and that, and never like this. But that's not real. That is one of these. It goes into the category, I think it's after the one, I think, was it Yudhishthira Maharaj? He was asked, what's the biggest illusion? Is that the everybody around is dying, but the jiva thinks I'm going to live forever? This is the next one.
Okay.
Or it might be the third. I'm not sure, but whatever it is, it's right up there. So that's the illusion, is no, it just means that they speak nicely, they deal nicely, but it doesn't mean that they're not upset, because they're a person. Because this other idea is that, no, they're just, they're a, how you say?
Furniture.
Yeah, but it's living, you know. So it's living furniture. Yeah, so it's just an extension from me. So the point is because it's personal, these things are there.
It's called a commodity.
Huh? Commodity. Yeah, like that. But the point is the more refined, the more subtle it is. But it's not that it's not as doesn't have the same consequences. You know, but the same thing is, then he deals very nicely, speaks very sweetly, and deals very nicely, and then then you can counter it. So that's the thing, is that she's of that nature, then he'll be of that nature. She's a little bit more forward, he'll be more forward. She's more rough, he's more rough. Like, I remember once there was a... No, I came across it. I also remember one other person talking. He was walking down the street, how he normally walks, you know, through the place. And there's a man out there and being really yelling and screaming and being really rough with a woman. And so then, you know, he being a gentleman and all that, then he comes up and says, hey, you can't, you know, you shouldn't deal like this and this and that. And the woman turns to him and says, who are you getting involved in our business? Because they were, you know, husband and wife. Says, you get out of here. It's none of your business. You know, so it's just. Once I was going to the Goshal in Vrindavan, you know, from the temple, you know, because you walk in through the back and you get up to. So just as you're turning, just before going into the Goshal there, that's where they keep all the cow dung and that. And there was one of the guys I know was a laborer, and he was very young. You know, it looked like he may have been like late teens or early 20s. But you know how they kind of village, they look very young. And there was a girl that was also there. And they, he's yelling, she was yelling, and she come running at him and start beating. He push her away and this and that. And I stop and says, you can't deal like this. And then they both stop and says, what do you mean? You know, we're husband and wife. What do you mean you can't deal like this? Okay, you know, like that. So then I just walked into the ghost shower.
I'll say it's only the labor class will reply like that. Other cultured people, they just walk away from you and then...
Move over a little bit and then start again. Yeah. So the whole point is it's just it's how they're interacting. You know? Like that. Yes.
I think there's a danger, at least for myself, reading such narrative to relate to the exchanges based on our own material emotions, and actually these exchanges are there to increase the loss.
Yes.
So how do you not make the mistake?
Well, I mean that the easiest recommendation is not to read them. That's the easiest. Not necessarily the most, popular. Oh, the other day I came across Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He was talking on that verse, you know, in Bhagavatam, or at the end of the Panchadhyaya. And it's saying, to by hearing this, then all the lust of the heart. So he said there that, I can't remember what exact word it was, but he says this word means that those who have faith in the non-material position of these pastimes, they, by hearing it, it will remove the lust. It's not a general comment that just by hearing it, it will remove lust. No, only those who, basically those who are on the platform of Nishta, by them hearing it, it will remove lust. Because they have faith that there's the transcendental, and it includes everything, and it's above the material.
So anatomy vritti, reading this is no.
It's not. Because the point is, as he points out in the next chapter, that what you're dealing with rasa. Rasa is one thing. It's not multiple things. It's not spiritual rasa, material rasa, like that. There's rasa. Then there is the application of it in its natural form in the spiritual world. And then there's the perverted application of it on the material platform. So the mechanics of both are the same. How they move, what moves from what goes with what. That's why you can describe it as a science. But they're all... They're only in describing the ingredients, like in cooking. I can describe the ingredients of cooking. I can say this goes with this, and that one goes there, and when you have this, then that'll go into this, and you put this, that'll do that. You know, like I say, if there's too much chili, if you put some more ghee, that'll reduce the chili, or if it's too heavy or rich, you put more chili. I can describe all that. So the ingredients and how they work together and the mechanics, that can be described. But he points out is that the taste, that can't be described. All it says is unlimited taste, is like this. The taste can't be described. And so therefore, since rasa means taste, in other words, when you have the five together, when the sthayi-bhava, then nourished by the vibhava, then you get the anubhava, the specialties of the sattvika-bhava, and then the assistance of the yavachari-bhavas. Right? That combination, that's called rasa. That's the taste. So rasa is the taste. So he points out, if someone says, I can teach you the sadhana of rasa, he says, just by saying that, you know that they're 100% bogus. Completely bogus. Because you can't do that. There's no sadhana of taste. So that's the important thing to note is what's going on there. So in here. So therefore the mechanics are the same. That's why you see the little, because that's where the origin is. But then you see the variety that's there and everything and how the different girls deal and everything. So right wing how they deal, left wing how they deal. But at the same time it's still the masculine and feminine principles, those still work. This idea is that no, if the girl is like this, all that goes away and it's just whatever I do and is perfect and whatever I want, it all comes to pass. That's an illusion. Does that make sense? So that's the whole point. As you can see here, Krishna, because he knows she's angry. But she's done it in a very subtle, refined way. It's kind of like, okay, you know, you're here, yeah, you be with the other one. Because she's already mentioned it before. She says, oh, we're leaving now for the palace. Why would she go? such a nice arrangement. You're in Vrindavan, you're that, Krishna's dressed nicely. But the point is he gave those that garland and that cloth to her sister. Like that. You know, thinking she has some feelings. It's not, she'll just be happy. But now Krishna's wearing. Now if the deity was wearing, okay, that's one thing. But now you see is that she just sees, this is my husband. Radharani's thinking it's the deity. Krishna's thinking she's a deity because their affection is so great that they can't see. But Rukmini immediately, this is my husband. Why he's wearing this means she gave it, so she's jealous. Because she doesn't know that she worshipped the deity and then Krishna came in and tricks, put it all on, and then now he's standing there. She just knows that he's there, she gave it to him. Does that make sense? So the principle is going to be the same. It's not going to change. But the point is, because it's in connection with Krishna, then it attains its perfection. Right? The material platform, then these things work nicely, not nicely, give taste, don't give taste, you know, give trouble, don't give trouble. Like this. But for Krishna, it's all perfect. You know, as Prabhupada points out, as Krishna, you know, he manifests being a rascal, right? So that rascaldom, then that is coming from Krishna. But everybody appreciates Krishna as being a rascal. But here it's not necessarily appreciated. Yes?
That's why the scholars of the Rasa Shastra, when they mention the whole topics, they always emphasize on the rule of it. Means the formal aspect of the rasa is always emphasized. Mm. Yeah. That's why we have seen in the Natya Shastra, the main important is the king's dealings with wives.
Mm.
Whereas the gallant, it's considered as subordinate.
Mm.
But then, as our Vaishnava Acharya's points out, that applies to the material world. But then Krishna deals.
Yeah, it reverses.
It's reversed.
Reversed, yeah.
So then, keeping that point in view, then we can also, like, the emphasis in the formal aspect is more on the rule of it, on the principle of how it is working, rather than on the detail of, I mean, on the variety of its manifestation, which is in the other.
Yeah, so that's why it's very subtle. It doesn't get into so much detail, because it's about the taste. As we see, it's very simple, but the whole thing is moving by taste. You see the drama. It moves by taste.
Yes.
You see, modern dramas wouldn't work like this. It seems to move too fast.
Yes.
You know, there's always the thing, oh, it all moves so slow. No, this moves way faster. Because
yes.
It's moving through rasa. Because taste, you can move from one taste to another and the other like that.
Yes.
You know, we're already on, we're just now starting the eighth act.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. So it's... So basically in here you just have to remember it's at Krishna and he's the Supreme Lord, he's the Absolute, so he's above all these things. And that way then you keep yourself Or as the other one, don't read, that word also works. But, you know. Or that's why you see yourself in Prabhupada's Krishna book, that's something that can be read immediately because he works in all the understanding knowledge and understanding that's necessary for the 10th canto from the other 9 cantos are. That's why he'll be speaking and then go into the purports, but it's so perfectly done that it reads like the same story. You know, like in other words, it'll be going this, and then it goes into, okay, this, and then it goes back, and then no, it goes like... No, but his, it just flows so nicely that it's just one... That's the thing. Vaishnava is a poetic. It's just so perfect. He knows the poetry or kavya, you know, the sahitya so well that he can use even a language that doesn't necessarily lend itself as well. You know, it means it has a good poetic sense, English, but it doesn't necessarily that it's connected with the grammar like in Sanskrit. But because he knows that, he can use that and use such simple language and phrases, common words and phrases, and then do the same thing and keep the same flavor. So Sukadeva Goswami speaking in poetry, and he can translate that into English, keep it as poetry, and then write his purport so they match his poetry to it. You know? Well, like, see, Gita, Krishna's instructing, then the purports are instructing, like this. So it's very, very far out. That's, you know, that's expert. Or even more, it's mastery, actually. It's so subtle that you don't even notice. So people go off, intellectuals go off to read other people's stuff because they think there's more happening, but they don't catch that, no, it's what Prabhupada's doing already has that. Then you read the others and you think, oh, this is so nice and I like that. Prabhupada's already doing that in English. So it's just, yes.
Also we see like how Jiva Goswami gave this sandarbhas. First you understand the Bhagavat sandarbha, Paramatma sandarbha, and in the Krishna sandarbha is where in all the positions and situations of, you know, the spiritual world is described.
Mm.
So for us then, when we go more into the pastimes in the Prayojana Gyan, then at max we just describe the situations, but we are interested, but not something other than that, what the Bhagavat and Paramatma Sandarbhas are describing. Yes. But Prabhupada mentions that in the when the pastimes are going on, sometimes why you need to emphasize that Krishna is Shakti is here and there is Shakti, is this, that. It's all connected. It moves back and forth.
Yeah, it moves back and forth. So we might take it, oh, this is philosophy. But no, that's actually the position. And that's how he can move like that. Well, Jiva Goswami, using that with the associates that were there, they wouldn't buy that. They have to have something more dharmic. So he's pointing out how these Shaktis and being his Shaktis, so therefore, you know, they're eternal, you know, he's the eternal husband, they're the eternal wives and all that. So this is just a pastime of Parakya. But actually he and his Shaktis, they're eternally his consorts. Then they'll accept, okay, it's Swakya, then it's all right. You know. Does that make sense? And then fools will say, oh, he's giving one thing and the other acharyas are giving another. These are speaking of fools. It's a foolish point. The point's foolish. Is that okay? Yeah. So it just means like what he said there, you just have to remind yourself of Krishna's position and then you're good.
I think it's one chapter of the Ras Lila in the Krishna book, Prabhupada gives the analogy. He says, lovers, they love to meet for the fullness of the Taj Mahal.
Mm.
He says, but that's not how you understand pure love.
Mm.
He says, if you read these pastimes in the right consciousness, you will forget this rendezvous to the Taj Mahal.
That's interesting, because even in the Hindi movies, it's always one of the collages.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's always one of them.
I just remembered Gaur Kishore Das Babaji saying, "The material world, then it's dancing at the graveyard, and Taj Mahal is a graveyard."
Oh, that's what he means by dancing at the graveyard. That's far out. Dancing at the graveyard.
And Rashi, then you go to Lenin.
Yeah.
Take a picture.
Okay. Full moon, I saw. Well, yeah, where?
Not necessarily full moon.
Huh?
But just on the graveyard.
Okay. Yeah.
Not that romantic, was?
Yeah, yeah. And then you have the Goths, right? Okay. Okay, so Act 8, Pastimes in Nava Vrindavan. Verse 1, Vishwakarma enters, followed by Nava Vrinda. Vishwakarma. The city of the Lord, at whose gate the great devatas wait, folding their hands to the doorkeepers with a desire to enter. That city which Brahma and Shiva are allowed to enter at the whim of the doorkeepers attracts my mind. Right? Because at the whim of the doorkeepers, because there's so many people there. So it's whoever they decide to call in, and that it's up to them. You know, or whether they go in and ask Krishna or not, or just tell him to wait. Yeah. Looking to the side. Oh, child, Krishna thought that Radha was a deity, and she thought that Krishna was a deity. Was that my Maya? Smiling. Or was it not Maya at all? Since bewilderment arises from sweet anuraga during separation. Nabavrinda. So here, Vishvakarma, so he's the one who stopping a Veda, but he knows the Gandharva Veda. Because otherwise, stopping a Veda is simply you're documenting or creating environment for the activities of the Gandharva Veda to go on. So that way he knows them both. You know, he'll also know the astrology, he'll know all these, everything. In other words, you see all the knowledge around your subject, and someone else will see the music all around them. Oh, respected Vishvakarma, Vrinda speaking, Nabavrinda. When the minister Uddhava informed him of the mistake, he became filled with longing. Desiring to meet Radhika, he went into the palace, and, pleasing Rukmini, said with joy, "O queen, what do you desire in the three worlds? Please tell me. Give your sweet mercy to your lover, who can thus attain the highest auspiciousness, considering that he has fulfilled your order." Vishvakarma, then what happened? Nabavrinda, knowing the queen's heart, Madhavi said, "O queen, what object in the king's palace does not astonish the three worlds? But a remarkable lotus fell from the beak of a swan flying in the sky. The queen desires to make a garland from such lotuses." Vishvakarma, "Child, I understand. Receiving instructions from me to obtain that lotus called Sura Saugandhika, Krishna went to the Kandava Prastha." Nabavrinda, "After obtaining the lotuses and giving them to Madhavi, through Madhumangal, Krishna then went to the palace to take the queen's permission using a trick." Vishvakarma, "Where are you going?" Nabavrinda, "I have come to see you." Vishvakarma, "Why?" Nabavrinda, "You have completed making the remarkable declarations never before made, even in Indra's city, endowed with all good qualities, happiness and good fortune. And the queen requested, after understanding, and good fortune, your astonishing craftsmanship." Vishvakarma, "I did not make any decorations for the queen, but for Satyabhama also." Nabavrinda, "Dear sir, this will displease the queen." Vishvakarma, "O daughter, do not worry. I inform the queen as follows. O queen, because of a relationship with the sun god, Satyabhama is my granddaughter. For this reason, I have made ornaments for her." End quote. "Come, I will give you these two boxes of ornaments." So, Vishvakarma is connected with the sun god.
Yeah.
In here or in some
actually,
way?
There is a connection. I forgot exactly. Sun god. I think it's the sun.
Because here is that she's the connected with the sun. Oh, well, whatever it is. But somehow or another, by saying this, then she's happy. That's the main point.
Actually, Satyajit worships sun god, then she becomes like a daughter of sun god only.
Oh, okay.
Because sun god gives her, on his instruction of sun god, then Jambavan kidnaps and brings her here, the whole thing. But he has connection with sun god too.
Must have
his
some.
Daughter, he's the son of like that or something.
Okay. Interlude. So this is going on. So now we have the interlude last time. Krishna, joyfully, "In separation from her, my eyes sprinkle tears on the sandalwood paste on my chest. And in competition, my chest becomes hot and dries it up. She is difficult to see in 100 dreams. Will that beloved Radha ever sit on my lap?" Footnote 34. Pacification of the presented purpose by accomplishing the goal is known as prasanga. Others say that prasanga is to glorify the seniors. Here the Lord's pacifying his stress of lamentation is called prasanga. Right? So you can do, point is there's pacification. So some will say it's pacification of seniors. You know, here he's using his pacification of himself. He's saying, this is my situation, but if I can be with Radha, that will solve the problem. So he's pacifying himself through those thoughts. Mm-hmm. Looking in front, Rukmini is at the entrance of the jeweled pavilion. Chandravali enters with Madhavi. Chandravali, Oh, my friend Madhavi, my respected husband approaches. Bring the garland of Sura Sugandhika lotuses, right? Because then she wanted all these lotuses that had fallen from the beak of swans, stuff like that. Because Madhavi's point was, you know, what can I bring you? And Madhavi's point was, what's not amazing in the palace? So it has to be something more amazing. So then it could, the garland only made of these lotuses. So it must be the swans really like, and then in doing, then they break, and then they have them, and they play with them. So it should only be lotuses that were picked by the swans that they're playing with, and in flying, they fell from their beaks. And you need enough of them to make a garland. So then he went to the Kandava forest for that. Because remember, there's the pastime, he goes to Indraprastha and all that, and there's the Kandava forest, and so at that time, then he must have collected. So here, as they have the thing, is because it's also as you're going with rasa, right? So the mood, how the mood is going at that. It's not about a timeline. Because you see in here the timeline, so many pastimes that go on are being included. But it's not about those. Those are only a value because of what they add to the rasa.
Subsidiary plot also.
Yes, no, that's there. But I'm just saying the principle of the Vedic is about the rasa itself. So therefore, even though between the last point and this time there might have been some other pastime, you know, like that or something like this, it doesn't matter. It's going to be the continuation of just like, let's say, you're having a nice conversation with a very nice conversation with a friend, and then you know you go off, they go off, and then. You know, traveling that, and then months later, years later, you get back together. You want to continue from that same point of conversation, that same mood. Right? The problem is that that only applies to this half. To this half, it's we start at zero, and if everything goes nice, we get back to that moment, and then we continue. But it's not guaranteed. With the men, it's just you start off with that. But since here it's Krishna, then it's moving.
Is there a specific term to describe when certain pastimes are a support for rasa?
It means all pastimes are a support for rasa. But here in the drama, as Prabhu is pointing out here, is that you're going to have the main plot, which is the affection between Radha and Krishna. And then you're going to have the secondary plots that come up. So we know is that Chandravali and her scene, that's a secondary plot. And then these interlude aspects and all that, you have Navavrinda in that and involved and Madhu Mangal and these. So you're going to have all these different plots under plots under plots. And that, you know, by the main characters or by secondary characters or by tertiary characters and like that. Like you see, Madhu Mangal has just come up for that one thing and then you don't hear. But someone like Madhavi and that, they're more main characters. But the actual main character is Radha and Krishna.
Uddhava and Madhu Mangal is the same one.
Hmm?
Madhu Mangal is Uddhava.
Oh, okay, now I get it.
Okay.
Sorry? He said, Uddhava's Madhu Mangal. Have you noticed it here is that when it's saying who's speaking, it mentions their Vrindavan names.
Yeah.
Right? Unless it's specific for the place. Then they'll be, you know, like Madhavi or Bokola or like that. Then they're mentioned by their Dwarka names. But when they talk about the other person, they say the Dwarka name. The whole way through, that's the way it's working. So the point is it's about Krishna and Radharani, but now because it's Dwarka pastimes, how they can get back together. So the whole thing is about that. So that's why Satyabhama wanted her drama different. But it's actually about Radha and Krishna. So that's the whole thing, is that we don't make so much distinction. That's the thing. The distinction is there simply because of the environments and the flavors. But so there is a distinction that the gopis have taken on these moods, but at the same time is there's no distinction. They're the same people, but slightly different. But that's how they're the same. That's how then these pastimes can go on. These moods are there, but at the same time they're different. That's why in at Kurukshetra you can have the queens and have the gopis. So it's a very subtle thing. It's just, and again, it's just for rasa. Yeah. But as pointed out before, as we tend to look at everything simply from the means, our perspective at best generally is sandini. You know, we don't know. It's just what's the situation, who's who goes with what goes with how that work. Hey, that doesn't work. Hey, that's not like, you know, okay. That. And occasionally then we actually want to apply some vit on it and do something with it. But it's about the Ladini, it's Krishna's taste. And so these are just different ways of tasting. You know? So you're going to have these main persons who are from Vrindavan in Dwarka, because Krishna, why will he go anywhere without them? You know? But at the same time as you have devotees who, that is the flavor that they worship Krishna in. That has that majesty, that is the main flavor. And so, but he's going to do that with his associates. Same when he goes then to Vaikuntha, then you're going to have him, and then there's the eight Shaktis, you know, there's Aishwarya and Bimala and all this, but it's still the same people. There's still eight. You know what I'm saying? So it's still the same thing. It just takes on a further, it manifests less and less of all the qualities. Yes.
Also, because all these pastimes are mentioned where Krishna is in the Swayam category.
Yes.
That's why, because the mood is that consistent and Krishna can manifest everything. That's why you can interchange,
yes.
All the devotees' positions also around.
Yeah.
But once it goes to the Tadegatma, like where...
Yeah, then you don't.
Vasudeva,
yes. That's why you see sometimes it's talking about him in those kind of capacities, like Krishna's out and... That whole thing in the Shamataka jewel and fighting and all those things, there's going to be that aspect, that's Tadekatma. But at the same time, as you see, there's aspects of that, then it's still Swayam Rupa. It's the matter of the mood. So it's how the devotees are seeing. So you can see is that Rupa Goswami, this is how they see. There's just Krishna and Vrindavan. Then all these other pastimes happen, like Jayadev Goswami, Keshava Drita Nadahari Rupa. It's Keshava who's come as Nishinga. But we tend to look at there's all this and all that, and then Krishna's at the end here. But actually they start, no, it's Krishna, and then everything expands. So that's why you'll see that was the where one of the major confusions come up in trying to explain the avatars. Then is going to be this point where the same thing is described in Swayam Rupa and in Tadekatma Rupa, of that aspect of Krishna and Dwarka and Sankarshan Prajumna Vasudeva and Aniruddha. So there's the Swayam Rupa aspect of it, where it's still Krishna and he's in these positions, but at the same time, because he's dealing with his devotees and that, but there's the same time as how others are dealing then as the Supreme Lord and all that, as Super Soul. Does that make sense? So because it mentions the Yadu see him as the Super Soul. But their disappearance and that is different. The Queens is different. So the Queens, then they have another that pastime where Arjuna then is taking them to Hastinapur, and then the cowherds come and steal them all. Like that. You know, so you have all these far out things. That's why you see sometimes there's that difference in the flavor. Yes.
Also, if we observe the pastimes, like where Lord Krishna meets Jambavan, the fight is not the focus. And also when Kandava Pras, there also he's meeting with the demigod and the whole fight is not the focus. He got that Surasan, the lotuses.
Yeah. For Krishna, he's getting these, what'd you call them? Sura Saugandika lotuses.
Yes.
But, you know, at the same time, he's driving the chariot. That's the same position like in Delhi, Radha Partha Sarthi.
Yes.
Now, some will complain, how could you say Radha Partha Sarthi? But then Krishna is driving the chariot. Well, how much of his intention does it need to drive a chariot? So where's his attention? It's on Radharani.
Yes.
So he's driving the chariot on the battlefield of Kurukshetra thinking about Radharani.
Yes.
You know, because also Kurukshetra, then, you know, this is where they meet.
Yes.
You know, all these different things. And
so that's why he took the job.
Yeah, he took the job. So yeah. Yeah, so you're going to have all these different aspects going on. And so, yes, if they're looking at it as Tade Katman Rupa, yes, in that way they're right. So that's the whole point, is they're right on one level, but the problem is it's being presented as if it's the Rasik level. It's not. Rasik level is the Swayam Rupa. Then he goes to Kandava Prastha, you know, for that pastime for these lotuses. And there at Kurukshetra, he's thinking about Radharani. But the both can go on at once. You know, because one devotee will see in one way, one devotee will see in another way. So it's not a problem. So that's why it comes down to how you're seeing is what you're dealing with. So when devotees get bent out of shape, as you know, it said you're coming from Shankarshan, that's because that's how you see it. You don't have, where's your love for Krishna? How can Krishna do this? This is unjust. And that's injustice means the material world. So therefore then Krishna's reciprocating with you as Mahavishnu. So hey, right there. It just horse's mouth right there. You said it. You know? Like that. So all these things show the material. You know, oh, can I choose which rasa and all that? But the point is no. Rasa is the taste. Based on the stai bhav, which is the rati, or the attraction. Depending on what attraction you have, that's the rasa you'll taste. So when you have an attraction, that's the rasa. But we're saying, no, can I choose? No, the point is where your attraction is, that's where it'll be. So wherever you're attracted to Krishna, that's where you'll taste the rasa. So you understand, we can see the underlying material view, then clouds our vision, because we want to use this material logic by our samskaras, and by that we want to be able to apply. So then it comes, as was mentioned, I think it was maybe a few weeks ago, Prabhu made the point of aropya. They just project their own desires on top of it.
Also interesting, sometimes when there are videos when the criminals, when they are punished, then they become angry at the judge and they get more punishment, and they show more upset, they get more punishment. Similarly,
they just keep going until they just sit down. Okay. But I guess after a while, once you know, what's another 100 lifetimes on, you know.
So you criticize the judge, then
it just keeps going more. Yeah. Yeah. So that makes sense. So here is that when it says Madhu Mangal, it's Uddhava. Because otherwise, if Madhu Mangal is there, and that the long guy, who, where did he come from? He can't be both. He can be whatever he likes. What am I to say?
But in that now Vrindavan, only Uddhava can be around with Krishna. And
yeah. So then he's taking that position. Because a lot of times you say they take so many positions like that, because we'll hear one and then we'll fix everything there, but it's not, you know. So then you have all these different, because like we said, you have the yogpi, you have a set person. So even Narad Muni Madhu Mangal is coming out of those persons. It means you have Radha and Krishna. That means she's Sarup Shakti. Everything's coming from Krishna. So that means all other personalities are coming from Radharani. That's why it said she's the devotee. Everybody else's are expansions. And they can be permeated with that affection. Now, whether it takes on that same flavor of Vrindavan or it takes on other realms, but the point is it comes from her. Then she's expanding the Astasakhi. And they stand around and they have their positions. And from there, everything comes. You know, from here, then the sun comes. From here, Agni comes. So who's standing here, they're the source of the sun god. They're the source of Agni. They're the source of Yama. They're the source of Stanu. Like that. if you take it all the way down. But besides that, from that, then there's a flavor that's next to that, and then next to that. And then eventually you'll get down to the sun god.
Seven. Seven. There are seven levels.
Seven layers. Yeah, so seven layers. You know, just like in Vaikuntha, you have the one in the middle and then the seven out. You know, so like that, you know, it's always going to be seven layers. So, you know, and so like those who get into the Tade Katma, they get into who's who, this and that. And some of them will say, I had one. He was a big scholar in back in the 80s, 90s. You know, he was well respected in South, Sri Vaishnava. And he was saying is that, you know, we have Sri Bhuvan Nila, you have Radharani, Lalita, and Vishakha. So they're the same. But he's thinking that they're an expansion of Sri Bhuvan Nila. He's not understanding that Sri Bhuvan Nila are an expansion of this and a few steps down the line. You know, so like that. So it's, but the whole point is there is an understanding. That's only just to put things in place, because the point is, as far as the taste goes, it's, you know, how Krishna is seeing and the devotees are interacting and all that. That's the main. But so that we see it in the right way, we have the proper knowledge and understanding. So that's why the tattva is important, to keep us on track so we don't get off into material rasa. Keep us on the track of, at least if we're not getting spiritual rasa, at least avoiding the material rasa. Like that. Yeah, so it's the fun. That's why you see the acharyas. Here, you know, so far like in the earlier sandarbhas, it's just tattva. They sometimes mention something, it's very rare, but as you get farther up into it, you'll see in one sentence they'll be mentioning the tattva and the rasa in the same sentence. They'll just show one into the other, how this one goes into that. You know. But until one's comfortable with the tattva and how it goes, then that won't have any meaning. Is that good? Yeah, so in this way then, Uddhava, because if Uddhava's with him, no one's going to complain, because you say, hey, Uddhava put that on now. So Uddhava also gave him the cloth? This guy, she knows about the cloth. You know, because they're thinking that this was just brought in worship. They don't know that Chandravali gave that to Radharani. Yeah. And then Radharani was to use that to worship the deity. And then now it's like, you know, but not, how is the husband? It's supposed to be the deity. What happened to the deity? You know, so something's going on here. Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.